This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Brass, I understand that you'd filed a lawsuit charging racial discrimination against the Surrey Steakhouse chain. They terminated your employment, you claim, because of your Hispanic background. You claim they fired you for harassing, they claim they fired you for harassing customers?
That's correct, yeah.
And what do you claim?
Okay, it's not harassing. I come from a culture that is poor. I am Hispanic. Here in America, people waste food. People throw away food. And when I bring food to a table and I come back to bust dishes, because we do both jobs at Surrey, a lot of times I see there's food left over, okay? And people went back to the buffet for more and didn't finish it. And what I did is respectfully ask people to finish their food, because I come over, and in the case of this one lady, there were like two meatballs eating, like she had some pasta left over and some bread, and I said to her, try not to live up to my expectations, which is that Americans, you know, over-order and shove the food in and leave half their order uneaten, and children are starving in Mexico and Latin America.
All right, well, the company claims when you returned to the table, you saw food left on the dishes, you wouldn't remove the dishes.
That is correct, until they finish the food.
And what if they refuse to finish their food?
I would say I'm going to...
I mean, what is this? You're a waiter and a busboy. As you say, you do both jobs. What is it? Why are you demanding that people finish their food?
I want to explain that, okay?
All right.
I would say I'm going to come back to the people. I'd say I'm going to come back, and if it isn't finished, then I would sit down with them and explain what it's like to come from hardship and how spoiled many people are living in America. I'm not saying everybody is, but everyone I see who go into the steakhouse is spoiled, and 9 times out of 10, the people would thank me and would wind up...
They thank you?
Yes, sir, yeah. No, I mean 9 times out of 10, they wind up shaking my hand, they finish the food, and a couple of times you could see them be... they would finish their food. You could see sometimes them getting sick out in the parking lot, but they would finish their food. Because I taught them not to act like pigs and disrespect the third world, which I saw a lot of people doing here.
All right, so you talk these people into finishing the food on their table, and then you would bust their dishes. If they didn't, however, you would sit down at their table and tell them about what?
Well, I mean...
About your Hispanic heritage?
Well, I would tell them about how the people in Mexico are poor and they don't have anything to eat, and how if you're Mexican, you're hungry. But in America, everybody has a lot to eat, and yet everybody leaves their food. They go for seconds at the buffet line. They'll go and get extra dessert. They'll go and get extra meat servings and everything.
All right, why are you calling this suit racial discrimination? You got fired. Your company says because you harassed people about finishing their food.
Okay, well, I mean, this is going to be the sixth time I've answered this question today.
Well, you haven't been on my show, sir, so I apologize.
I mean, I'm not calling you stupid, Mr. Henry, but this is going to be like the sixth time.
I know. You've been doing a lot of interviews. Why are they calling it? Why are you calling it racial discrimination?
I'm suing for racial discrimination because the Surrey Steakhouse chain fired me because I was educating their customers to the reality of my culture and how Mexicans are hungry and don't have enough to eat. And meanwhile, Americans don't even finish soup. They'll go back for 2-3 meatballs. They'll go back for 2-3 desserts. They'll leave chicken pieces. They don't eat all the meatball.
Now, you said most people don't mind, so why were you fired?
That was Ms. Little.
Okay, this is this Jamie Little, who is a customer who actually did complain, right?
She's like, other people accepted what I had to say, and quietly, and while I educate them, this so-called woman complained to management.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. His name is Brass Villanueva. Brass was a former waiter at the Surrey Steakhouse, who was fired for harassing the customers, apparently. And the harassment of the customers had more to do with you not bussing food off of their table when they were done with it, or demanding that they finish it.
That is correct, yeah.
Or else you were going to sit down at their table and educate them about the realities of being Mexican, which may be well and good, and maybe we do need education. But this lady, this Jamie Little, tell me about her. You said that she's, and I take it you don't like her?
No, sir, I don't. I wouldn't let her leave until I told her about my people.
All right, she alleges that you called her a Yankee sow.
Well, that is correct, but only because...
You did call her that?
Well, there is background. She wouldn't listen to me. She left two whole portions of Salisbury steak. She had asked for extra sour cream that she never touched. And her two sons were brats also, I want to mention that, that spoiled yogurt everywhere. And so when she got up to leave, I said to her something in Spanish, which actually was like having a nice day.
All right, well, the phrase she heard was, usted es un perro gordo.
That is correct. That's and then she comes back.
Well, what does that mean?
That means have a nice day.
So she comes back yelling at you.
She came back yelling at me, and that's when I said that I used the Spanish. I said, Cierre de Yankee, which is Yankee sour, and that's only after she refused to finish her plate. When you come in, see, I have a rule, and maybe I should have explained my rule. I don't want to take an order from a table. If you are going to order food, and then you're not going to finish it, and leave it laying there while you pick your teeth, and act like, you know, everything's okay.
Why are you taking that person? If I paid for the food...
Yeah, you paid for the food, so you have to eat the food.
No, but in America, as long as you're characterizing this in nationalistic terms...
It's more of a cultural thing, Mr. Henry. It's not national. I was born in America. Okay?
All right, a cultural thing or whatever. I can order up the food, and I can leave it sitting there on the table if I want to.
Okay, but most people, when I tell them, okay, like... I'll give you an example.
All right, let me give you the example.
All right.
All right. I go to the Surrey Steakhouse, and I order, let's say, steak, baked potato, some asparagus, and, you know, for dessert, maybe some ice cream and cake, and a cup of coffee. And you come back to the table, and I've got most of the asparagus sitting there and the baked potato.
Okay, well, in that case, you know, I'm going to look at that, and I'm going to have to make an assessment. And I'm going to look at that, and I'm going to go... Okay, are you going to finish that? I mean, that's the first thing I'll ask you is I'll point at it and say, are you intending on finishing that? To which I guess you would say no, right?
That's right.
I'd say, okay, I'm going to come back in 5 minutes. I'd like to see, you know, I want you to finish that because the Mexicans don't have any food, you know?
And because the Mexicans don't have any food. You tell me I want you to finish that because my people don't have any food?
That's correct, right. And if I got back...
All right, so you get back and I still haven't finished it.
That's when I'll sit down, and generally I'll sit in a part of the booth that blocks you from exiting.
All right, see, right there, that's illegal. Now,
no, that's not really illegal, because once...
Yes, it is. If you're black, you can say anything you want. I guess you can come back to the table and try to tell me about your culture, but if you're going to sit there in the booth and block me from getting out of the booth...
No, because...
Well, yes, it is.
Well, could I just explain?
Go ahead.
If I say... about Mexico to you, you'll be interested and you'll want to hear it. Nobody has ever wanted to get out of the booth when I tell them that, and I say it with great respect, but they're acting like pigs and they are disgusting to see leaving all their food when Mexicans are hungry. And
But let's just say, like in the case of this Jamie Miller, she wanted out.
She was just a pig. I mean, I'm the one who gives you the check. Okay, so you're going to hear me out.
Oh, so she was a pig because she didn't want to hear you out.
First of all, I mean...
Do you see what I'm saying here, Brass? Do you get at the point? The woman, even if she didn't want to hear you, is still going to have the right to get out of that booth, isn't she?
No, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because she's ordering all that food and she's going to leave it there and she's going to waddle... You know, what a pig, man. And I told her she was a...
You called her a Yankee Sal.
That's right.
1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Brad's Villanueva's with us. He is a former food server at the Surrey Steakhouse chain. I don't want to mention the particular restaurant where he was fired for harassing customers. He demanded that they finish all the food that they ordered. If they didn't, he would tell them about how hungry people are in the third world, and he wouldn't let them out of the booth. And you claim people liked it.
Most people would shake my hand and thank me. Yeah, because they're just pigs, you know, I mean, they come in like pigs, but they go out educated.
Here is Jackie on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Jackie.
Brad?
Yes, ma'am?
First of all, you have no right suing for discrimination when you're throwing around racial slurs like that.
What did I say?
You're calling people Yankee Sal.
That's not race, that's nationality.
Okay, regardless, that's discrimination.
No, it's not.
Secondly,
you need to look up the law. I know the law.
Okay, secondly, you have no right setting rules for restaurants unless it's your own restaurant and people know what they're going into.
Well, what right do you have to leave
living in America is being able to work for your buck and order whatever you want to. If you want to put it in the middle of a park and feed it to the ducks, go for it.
Yeah, but I know more about the law than you do, and
that has nothing to do with the point you're trying to make.
What?
You're trying to make a point that people need to not order as more than they can eat.
Right.
That has nothing to do with the law. The law doesn't say don't order more food than you can eat. That's what America is all about.
Well,
welcome to America. Work for your money. Spend it any way you want.
Not wasting food, because there are a lot of people who are very hungry. I took 2 pieces of Salisbury steak she left on her plate and also the sour cream on the side, which she asked for extra sour cream. Why would she do that? Why would she do that?
Maybe it sounded good and she didn't like the taste. Bottom line is you did a good deed, and that... it's not up to you to decide what people should and shouldn't eat and how much they should and shouldn't eat.
Can I say something, Mr. Henry?
Go ahead.
That is so typical of a lot of women. I mean, they say that. You know, it sounded good, but I don't like the taste. And they say that about a lot of things. And
that's
right, now look
the luxury we have.
Hold on for a minute, kid. I don't want you getting...
No, I don't mean to be inappropriate, but you hear that so often, you know?
Yeah, you know something? I know what you're getting at, and you're talking to a lady, okay?
I'm sorry. Excuse me.
That's the luxury we have of living in America. We can order whatever we want and not have to finish it. I mean,
do you know how many people
that's why we have trash.
Right, but do you know how many Mexican people would have liked that sour cream?
And I'm sure Ethiopian kids would like it too, but they're not here. That's not the fact that we're trying to make. The point is you can't work somewhere under somebody else and harass customers about them not eating enough. Ate their fill. If there's some left over.
Can I ask you something?
Ask away.
Have you ever said that before? You know, it sounded good, but I didn't like the taste?
Absolutely. I think I did it today, as a matter of fact.
Was your husband there, or...
Okay, see, this is what I mean. You're being a smart-ass kid.
No, but I break the ice with people with humor.
Yeah, but that's not funny.
That's not funny at all. I mean, okay, so that's not what you believe in. Well, you're not the one ordering it. If I go to Burger King and order three...
Yes.
Never mind.
If I go to Burger King and I order three hamburgers and throw them into the park for ducks to eat, that's my prerogative. It's my money. I'm spending it the way I want
but are you the kind of woman...
And I work hard to earn it.
Are you the kind of woman that'll tease a man by saying it sounds good, but then you don't like the taste?
Will you stop?
Exactly. Will you stop? That's not... So what? I mean, you're making an invalid
look,
point.
Look, lady, you would rather feed a bird than a Mexican?
Well, all right, look, Jackie, very good points. I do have to take a break, and I appreciate your call. 1-800-449-8686. What are you trying to do?
I just said that I...
You know, don't get down that road with me.
Mr. Henry,
you're asking her husband, you know, hey, it sounded good, but I don't like the taste.
What?
Yeah. 1-800-449-8686. Either get this kid to be serious or I'm going to just blow off the interview. We're talking with Brass Villanueva, who claims to have been fired from the Surrey Steakhouse chain because of racial discrimination. He saw a lot of Americans wasting food. He demanded that they finish their food by the time he got back to the table, or he was going to sit there and tell them about how hungry Mexicans are. The lady says one line, it sounded good, but I decided I didn't like the taste, and the kid takes off on that. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686, when the truth just isn't enough. The Phil Henry Show is back.
I'm with Brass Villanueva. He's a young man. Are you working now, Brass?
No, sir. Right now, just helping out my father. He has a auto detailing business, and I'm also in school right now. But the thing I wanted to say was that right now, my attorney is a man by the name of Stephen Scheinbaum. I took my case to Gloria Allred, who is a prominent Los Angeles attorney, but she wouldn't take the case. So I took it to Stephen Scheinbaum. He said that maybe there are 7 figures in it because on a thing like Surrey Steakhouse, they don't want bad publicity about being a racist. And my attorney says there's probably 7 figures in it right now. But
well, when you start talking about that, kid, it sounds like you're in it for the money.
Well, and also, I really don't want you to call me kid no more, okay? Because I'm a man, and...
Well, if you're a man, then you can kind of stop with the juvenile lines like, it sounded good, but I didn't like the taste.
Well, she walked right into it. She walked right into it.
Okay, that's fine, man. We're talking about a legal question here, not some cuties you want to get off. 1-800-449-8686. Is it all right for an employee of a steakhouse to tell people, finish your food, or, I'm not going to bust the plates off the table? Let's go over here to Melanie. Hi, Melanie. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes. I just wanted to say off the bat that I really think that he's being an hypocrite, because he's there just saying, trying to educate people how to act properly when he called this lady, tú eres un perro gordo. And if I recall my Spanish properly, that means you're a fat dog. That doesn't mean good
idea. That's not my understanding. My understanding is it means have a nice day.
Wait a minute. What did you call her?
I said,
a fat dog.
I said, usted es en Twitter. Are you from Mexico?
I've been there.
Oh, yeah.
I've been speaking Spanish
I bet you ordered margaritas down. I bet you ordered margaritas down there real good, too, but...
No, I don't drink margaritas. My son's father is Mexican. I'm sorry, and, he can translate pretty well.
Okay, so you were married to a Mexican? Then you know how hungry they can be. Okay?
It has nothing to do with that. We're not in Mexico. He didn't throw food in the garbage in Mexico. But I think you're a really big hypocrite. If you want to call somebody a fat dog, you just do it right to their face.
Why did you tell me that meant have a nice day when it means I think you're a fat dog?
I was not aware of that. Spanish is not my first language. I was born in America, and all I'm saying is, how many times, well, the lady's laughing, but I bet you she's gone down to Cabo, and lifted her head over, or lifted her dress over her head at Sammy Hagar's bar and everything like that, right? And what I'm trying to say is...
I don't think you should be...
How can you say that?
What is it with you?
How can you even say that?
Well, you go down there, have a few margaritas and everything, and then leave food on the table. And I told the lady to eat it, and most ladies will when you tell them to. But this lady told me no, and it made me angry. Okay, I'm sorry, I apologize, but I respect it. My culture, Mexicans are hungry, and when we see fat, gringo-style
people... Like he says he's been born in America, too?
Who, me?
So I guess you haven't lived it for real.
Well, all I'm telling you is that I told most people finish your dinner, and they'll do it. And this woman... I said you can get sick out in the parking lot if you want to. I've seen people finish their meal because they feel guilty about Mexicans being hungry. Then they go out to the parking lot. They get sick right out in the gutter.
You know what? What is going to be the difference? If she leaves the food or not on her table, the Mexican in Mexico is still going to be hungry.
Ma'am, are you the type of woman who has 3 or 4 banana strawberry margaritas and you leave a whole plate of shrimp scampi, right? So a Mexican...
You have no idea about what you're talking.
The Mexicans will look through the chain link fence and see you with your shrimp scampi and go, oh, God, I would love to have it.
Yeah,
and meanwhile, you're dressed.
Whether me finishing my plate or not here in Canada, how is that going to make them less hungry?
Canada?
How is it going to fix it?
Canada? What are you talking about? I thought you said you was American. Canada? Oh, my God.
I never said I was American.
How can you say you speak Spanish when you... You don't even know what usted es un perro.
I just looked it up.
I was married to a Spanish guy. I didn't say I was Spanish.
What, did he talk Mexican?
He was born there, for God's sake.
How come you married him?
Right now.
Why did you marry him?
But the thing is...
Ain't there no Canadians?
Explain to me how somebody either in America... I have a lot of family in America. I'm in Canada personally. But if I finish my food or not, how is the guy in Mexico less hungry?
Melanie, Mexicans are salivating over your shrimp scampi while you're squatting over a Corona bottle, and I just...
All right, that's... Thank you, Melanie. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Coming up, special guest Doug Danger on our show tonight with the 100 most influential country artists of all time. Doug, the gay man and gay journalist, has a column coming out in the Orange County Courier very soon. We're speaking with young Brass Villanueva, who has filed a lawsuit charging racial discrimination against a former employer because he was trying to get people to finish all their food, and if they didn't, he would remind them that there are starving Mexicans. By the way, I heard, Mr. Villanueva, that you got a hold of some pictures of children suffering from malnutrition and placed them on the tables of these people?
No, Mr. Inman, if you want to quote the story, I appreciate if you quote it right.
Because all right, well then tell me what the story is.
The story is that I have pictures from UNICEF in New York showing children in various stages of malnutrition, okay, and I'd say, okay, are you finishing that pie? And they say, no, I'm not finished. I said, I'd like you to finish it. Well, it's none of your business. Okay, take a look at that. And I put the picture right on the pie. And it was said,
well, I hear some of these pictures were very disturbing.
Well, that's too bad. You know, I mean, what do you want me to do about it? These are starving, you know, people. And
look, kid, I
you know, I don't like you calling me kid either.
All right, so I'm sorry. So I'll say Mr. Villanueva. You got good intentions, okay? But the fact is, you can't make people do that. You can't make them eat. I mean, what motivates you to care so much about the world's hungry? I know that you're a Latin origin.
Well, I can tell you, I had a girlfriend years ago who I very much cared for. She was an American girl. You know, she was a European girl. And I'm a Mexican. And I wanted to so very much go out with her, you know. And then I came over to her house one day to meet her family, and they disgusted me. And so, with the way they ate.
They disgusted you with the way they ate?
Yeah, they ate with their mouth, they talked with their mouths full, which I can't stand that ever. And, you know, like, her kid sister had a banana in her mouth, and she'd go, ha-ha, with all the mushed-up banana in there. And from that point on, I said, these fat, fat animal, oh, man, I hate, you know, I was never going to let them do that to me again.
So a girl of American descent, or European descent, her family, you didn't like their table manners, and so now you make people finish their food at the restaurant, or you put a picture of a malnourished kid on top of their dessert.
That's correct, yes.
1-800-449-8686. Ebony, hello, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi,
yes,
I want to talk to the gentleman. Sir, I wanted
yes.
to tell you it was not in your job description to inform those people of malnourished children. What was in your job description was to serve food. And that's all you were paid and hired to do.
Well, why are they leaving the food, though? You know, I mean,
that's none of your concern.
What's that all
about? That's not what you were hired to do.
No,
you were hired to serve people.
Well, I do.
Not to inform them of starving Mexicans and starving children.
Well, I do.
And if you're going to live in America, you better get accustomed to America's norms.
Well, I come over the table, and they've got, like, four whole pieces of chicken left. Like half a meatloaf.
But sir, didn't they pay for that chicken? Didn't they pay for whatever they left?
Yeah, well, they're supposed to. Then why are they leaving it?
Okay, the intelligent thing to do would have been to ask them, do you want a doggy bag? There's different ways to go about your problem that you're trying to solve.
But the
you're not
going
to solve it by talking to people, showing them starving kids pictures and all of that at their table while they're eating dinner.
But
what you're
going to
do is get yourself fired like you did.
Look.
The intelligent way to go about that is start a foundation. Use that energy that you have
that's a lot of people,
people.
I'm more direct. My action is more direct.
And your actions are ignorant, which is what got you fired.
No. Look, do you eat all your Salisbury steak?
Me is not the question.
Oh,
the
see,
question
that
is
means,
why
yes,
you lost
yeah.
your job.
See, that
your
means
lawsuit
you
has no merit.
Okay. You
your lawsuit your, has no merit, and you're not going to win. You
no,
had no business. It was not your place.
America hates Mexicans, and so they want to leave food laying around on the table. So some
no,
Mexican
I think
kids.
You have an issue with Americans, and I don't really think it has anything to do with food.
Well, no, I don't have any
because
problem.
Because you're not defending why you your actions.
Oh,
like
I'll tell
I
you
said,
why.
The intelligent thing to do would have been to
what
go
about
ahead
the doggy
and
bag?
Start a
yeah.
foundation for starving
let me ask you. Let me ask
dog.
Something here, Brass. What about the doggy bag?
Because then they take it home and they give it to a dog. Jesus, how stupid is that?
Well,
I mean, are you people kidding with that? What about a doggy bag? It's going to take it home and give it to a dog.
You people.
Yeah.
The, Who's to say you're going to give it to a dog? They might not even have a dog. They might eat it later.
Can I ask you a question? Are you American?
Yes, I am.
Okay. What do you leave on the table at a restaurant? Yes or no?
What do you mean, what do you leave on a table, yes or no?
What do I leave on the table?
Yeah, yes or no?
I don't leave anything. I take my leftover food home for later.
Do you give it to a dog, or do you...
No, I don't give it to a dog. I eat it because I paid for it.
The American is like a big, fat St. Bernard, and the Mexican's a little skinny chihuahua, you know? And we just want some of that stuff. God!
Well, what you do is start a foundation over there in Mexico.
Steve Sheinbaum.
Oh,
man.
A
foundation's boring.
Are you serious?
All right. She said a foundation is boring.
It is. You can't get anything done without a foundation. Then you have a whole bunch of crooked people administering the funds. Next thing you know, everybody's ripping everybody off.
Well, that's why we have you with your notorious works and your notorious beliefs and your good deeds, and you want to help these starving people. That's why you're over the foundation and you're over the money.
Well, I'm not about the money, but I walk by your table and I see a half-eaten pie.
And you're going to get fired.
I'm going to get mad.
That's exactly why you got
Ebony,
fired.
Thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Moving on now to Carlos. Go ahead, Carlos.
Hey, guy. You have no right to be telling people what to eat and when to eat if they pay for it.
Why?
You know what? And second of all, why are you insulting people, calling people fat dogs?
No,
Yeah, because I speak Spanish. I speak Spanish, and you cannot fool me. You can
I
fool
didn't
me,
say
Mr.
That.
Mr. Phil Hendricks, but you cannot fool me because I speak Spanish.
I didn't say nothing about a fat dog.
You know, and second of all, there is no such language as Mexican. It's Spanish. You said, does you talk Mexican? Nobody talks Mexican. People speak Spanish.
Well, you know? Where are you from?
Where am I from? I'm from Honduras.
Oh, man, you ain't even Mexican.
What's the difference? I mean, Spanish.
Oh my God! Oh my God! You trying to tell me?
You know, you don't even know how to speak Spanish.
Do you finish your baked potato?
I do, and I don't care whether I do or not. I pay for it. I do whatever I want with it.
Well, but here's the thing.
I mean, what are you doing about it? I mean, are you sending money to starving little Mexicans? No, you're not. You're probably smoking it in dope.
Oh man, that is harsh.
Yeah,
that's
well,
harsh,
it is the truth. It is the truth. And you know what else, though, too? You're lucky you didn't say that to a man. Because if you would have said that to me to eat my food, I'd make you eat it. You know? Because you were just taking advantage of a woman.
No. You know? All I'm saying
You're the biggest bigot that I know.
Hey.
You're the biggest. You know, you have no right to be
You don't have a right to leave a baked potato laying there and not even
eat
it.
If I pay for it, I got every right to do what I want with it.
Okay, can I ask you a question? So for kicks, you buy a baked potato and you just leave it there and look at it.
Hey, you know what?
If I pay for it,
I can. That's why this country is America. You know, you can do whatever you want.
What is wrong?
I mean, as long as you're not breaking the law.
Well, let me ask this question here of you, Brass. You said that even if you got to go out in the parking lot and get sick.
Yeah, I have seen people feel so terrible about starving Mexicans and stuff. They'll go out in the parking lot, throw everything up, and come back in and get a baked potato and a side of clams.
Good God.
What?
What do you mean they go out, throw everything up, and come in for a baked potato and a side of clams? What a freak.
You know something? I don't like to be laughed at. Okay, that's number one. And number two, this guy in Carlos, hey, order up baked potatoes and just laugh at them. Just look at them and laugh at them.
No, you know what? I eat them. You know what? I eat whatever, you know? I don't discriminate food at all. But if I'm not hungry, if I go to a restaurant and I pay for food that I don't want to eat, I don't eat it. And there's no way that you can come and tell me that I have to eat my food that I pay for it.
Well, how are you going to get out of the restaurant?
How am I going to get out of the restaurant?
Yes, sir.
If I pay for it, I just get out of the restaurant?
Whoa, watch the, the dude dropped the F-bomb.
Hey, I wear pants and shirts too big just to show how poor and skinny I am. But I'm ripped. Okay, just because I wear pants big and shirt big to make it look like, you know, I'm skinny and starving and have malnutrition and everything, that doesn't mean, man, I can't bring it. Okay? So come at me, you know?
Look, dude, this is not about fighting. This is about you caring about starving people and making people eat food that they don't want to eat. What do you mean he orders a baked potato just to laugh at it?
A lot of people order food and let it sit in front of them and go, ha, ha, ha. Look, I got enough money to eat. Meanwhile, there's a skinny child down in Mexico who would love to have the baked potato and to eat Anything, man. Snails, escargot, little kids, they would love to have crab cakes.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Amy, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, I was calling to talk to the gentleman that thinks that he has a point.
Yes, ma'am.
I think that if you want to be an educator, that is one thing. But I feel like you are harassing your customers. I'm a waitress, and I believe that you go in and you do your job and you ask them what they want to drink and what they want to eat. And then you get the hell out of there with your cash, and that's how you pay your bills. If you're in America, you know that. But you have no right to preach to anybody, especially your customers. I don't see how you have made a living
far
treating your customers like that.
You're the perfect person to talk to. You're a wake person, right?
Yes.
We have the power to tell people, finish the clam dip or whatever.
But you know what? That is not what we do. We go in, we serve their food, we are nice, we put on a big fat smile, whether we like the customers or not, and we give them what they ask for, what they're paying for, and that's how we take our money home. If you have a different point, if you want to be a teacher, if you want to have a cause, that is great, but you need to do it in a different way.
Can I make a point?
Boxing your customers in, that is harassment. You push your customers, you say you don't let them leave, ridiculous. That is ridiculous.
I think it's within our... I saw a woman order ice cream one time. Just to look at it and melt.
But you're talking about dessert. Do you want to help? No. You say you want to help?
I do want to help.
People, if you want to help, then you are in the wrong profession. I go to work. It's a brainless job. Being a waiter is a brainless job. You go there, you get your tips, you go home. No.
If you wrap the Salisbury steak up in tinfoil or just in a napkin and shove it into the lady's purse when she's not looking, it'll get greasy. It'll be all over everything, and she'll go, God,
why is that a point for you, though? I don't understand why you're making that your issue.
Because
I did.
Yeah, she did. All right, we had to dump that. That's two Fs.
I thought I heard her say the F word, you know, but I wasn't sure. Maybe I could be a talk show host someday, too.
Yeah, that's... Look, let me ask you something here, Brass, before we let you go and move on. It is interesting, your passion. And I was thinking, well, maybe it was based on an altruism for people. But instead, it is the past affection you had for a young lady, correct?
What? I mean, I don't understand what you said.
In other words, this was about a girl that you used to love.
Yeah, and then I saw her eat, like, banana cake, and it's just, Jesus. I followed a little pig child into a bathroom and made him put a wasted baked potato in the rear of his pants to teach him. So,
Okay, Michael Jackson. And what's a pig child?
One of these American children who order up the yogurt and go, hey, 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 and play with it. I want to hurt them.
All right, I've had enough of that. In any event, I thought the guy really loved people and was really, out to make a difference in the world. He's just got a problem with people who eat with their mouth. I don't know what his story is. Get on the phone with him, Janice, and see if we can refer him out to a suicide hotline. 1-800-449-8686. So that's Brass Villanueva. Coming up is Doug Danger and the 100 most influential country artists of all time. His list, as it appears in this week's Orange County Courier Sunday edition. It's coming up on The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Get a piece of fat and slide off. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Jim Sadler on our show yesterday to talk about how Howard Dean has lots of energy. That's why a guy like Jim Sadler likes him, because Jim's got energy. In fact, he's got a wife 25 years younger than him.
Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy gold.
Yes, I'd like to comment on the only intelligent thing this gentleman had to say was that the women's vote is pivotal. And women vote on issues, not what passion or what he means to say is what somebody does in the bedroom. I personally could care less. I vote on the issues. I'm independent. And I really don't care what somebody's doing in the bedroom, what they're watching, or what their passion is. I want to know what the issues are, and that's how I vote.
Well, I agree with that, if I may say that, Lori. However, this morning we were presented with a problem. We had the mainstream press characterizing Governor Dean as mentally deranged. And I had to say, well, I find that to be wrong. I think he's a passionate man. And look at my life. My life's fantastic.
But you got to understand, we don't care about you and your wife. And when you keep talking like this, I didn't think it was a big deal about Howard Dean being passionate. You are changing my mind. If people like you are the ones that are voting for him, I don't want any part of it.
And I would ask you again, Dr. Sadler, that I'm hearing that pornography, whatever that...
I'm sorry, turn it down.
Yeah, have a little respect.
Ma'am, look, you sound like... Are you single?
No, I'm not.
Are you interested in a club for Democrats that also entails... We're all Democratic Party members, and by the way, 90% of us are Howard Dean supporters, and we do... I guess she's going to be upset with...
Well, I don't know what it is you're talking about.
No, I'm not going to be upset.
We swing. Are you interested in that at all?
I don't need that in my life. I'm secure enough in my marriage that I don't need that type of thing.
Turn the music down, please.
You have to turn it down, baby.
I also have a beautiful daughter that I want to raise to be an upstanding citizen without having...
Use the towel. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh,
this,
Jesus.
I'm sorry. This man is...
Yeah, I'm sorry, Lori.
I have never called a radio show before.
No, ma'am, you can bring...
He has had fun. He is the reason that I wouldn't even think
about... You can bring your daughter if you
want. Dean.
Bill Henry Show.
Comedy gold.
You know what I liked about that? That lady started out saying she was a Howard Dean supporter, and now she says she didn't even think about voting for Howard Dean. Why? Because... He's nuts! Nah, he's okay. What's wrong with a guy getting a little excited and realizing that things are done? Things are over. I'd do the same thing if I knew that I no longer had to worry about being elected president and I had all of those people not hanging on my every word and hanging on my neck, and that I could actually go home to Vermont, tap into a maple circle tree and, you know, just kick back and play with myself or whatever. I'd say... two. What? Jesus. Good for you, Howard. Time to just head on back to Vermont and, you know, stick a stethoscope up a baby's butt or whatever it was you were doing there. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show will be right back.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Henry Show with Phil Henry. West of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. East of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. First-time callers, dial 1-800-449-8686. And the wildcard line is 1-800-449-8686. And now, here's Phil Henry.
By the way, Art Bell is going to be on the show later to explain why he's retired. Bob, you were saying you have a restaurant that was targeted by a local investigative team, right?
Yeah, the Channel 19 investigative reporter, her name is Donna DeCruz. They came in, they did what they said was going to be just a review of our restaurant. They had some kind of a hidden camera. They recorded other of my patrons and my employees and had some very, very unflattering things to say about a restaurant that I have worked very, very hard to make a success. And I guess my point is, these investigative reporters who come in and claim you're violating the health codes and claim that you're in violation of these health statutes care not for how hard we have worked. And I wanted you and your listeners to understand that they are being deceived. and I worked my ass off to make this.
All right, I understand you're angry. Donna DeCruz, for people who don't know, is with the Channel 19 News. At 10, she has an Up With People segment. She goes in and does investigative journalism.
I really think it's a misnomer to call it investigative journalism. I think that what she does is slander, tends to slander businesses and attempts to misreport. And I had called the television station. I had called the general manager over there, Mr. Ronren, and he had said to me that it was out of his hands.
All right, well, a lot of these investigative reporters, they came into your business, this woman, and was taking some hidden video?
They sent out this DeCruz woman. They had two gentlemen with a camera. She does some interviewing. She was very nice. Her questions, I thought, were great.
And she was there why? Because she said she wanted to do a review?
She said she wanted to come and do a review of our restaurant, yes.
So then they came back?
And a week later, they came back. They set a television set up. They started showing me things that they had recorded. And it turns out they had hidden cameras. They had pictures of our kitchen. They had taken some of our food and tested it. And which, by the way, where a lot of that food was tested, I'm familiar with the... It is a medical facility, which I think is suspect. I'm a businessman, and I've worked my... I've worked my ass off to build up this restaurant, and along comes this television news crew.
All right, let me read some of the things that Channel 19 took to the health department, and the health department cited you, didn't they?
You know, Mr. Henry, I have worked so hard.
Yes, sir.
To make my business a success.
Let me read to you. Channel 19's people are telling me they found a busboy and one of the chefs both had staph infections on their hands and they were preparing food without gloves.
If I want to jump in.
I'm going to read the whole thing. You can say what you want. The refrigerator in the kitchen of your restaurant was broken. Some of the meat was over temperature. There was grease in the drink machines and in the ice chute in the kitchen of your restaurant. The employees were not washing their hands after using the toilet. There was evidence of rodent droppings in a food storeroom. There was also evidence of a toilet backed up, which was one of the patrons' toilets. So go ahead. I mean, these are all things that Channel 19 found. They did air it, because I have a videotape of the feature, and they also went to the health department with it. Why is this wrong for them to do this?
Let me explain on behalf of everyone who owns a restaurant. I have worked my ass off in this country, and I have built a business, and here comes Channel 19 to take my dream and roll it up in the toilet paper of their restroom at the Channel 19 restroom.
And Mr. Green, why don't you think Channel 19 or any investigative reporter has the right to expose health code violations of your restaurant? Why don't you think they have the right? And then I want to give our phone number out, okay?
Yes, sir. I lost someone very dear to me on July 19th, 2003. It was my wife, Angela. She was my wife of 4 years.
I'm sorry.
And she died very suddenly. And she was a young woman. She was 32 years of age. And the only thing that has kept me going was either my restaurant or there were times when I felt like I might take my own life. And just as I was beginning to come out of the blackness of this depression, losing my wife, this group of vultures from this news organization comes into my restaurant and begins to throw around very serious accusations which wind up on television, and it is negatively impacted by business.
All right, sir, if I could say...
Yes, sir.
I am very sorry for your loss, losing your wife, and I can see how you would... That would impact your business, but the news crew went in there because they had received complaints about your restaurant from as far back as 2002... Which, if I heard you correctly, predates your wife's death, and we're talking about toilets backed up, vermin droppings. These are serious things.
And I suppose that's why people come from across town to have one of the best meatball sandwiches you're ever going to have. I suppose that's why people come from across town to have our chicken wrap, to have our chicken Caesar salad. that's why they come across town, because they're worried about Channel 19's perceptions?
All right, well, hold on. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. You've retained an attorney because the Channel 19 investigative team came in and found that you had rat droppings. They found that you had a backed-up toilet. They found that your staff was preparing food with infected cuts on their hands. They found that you had refrigerators that weren't working, and your business is doing fine, though, as a result, right?
No, well, my business has suffered since the Channel 19 news team decided to... This DeCruz woman, who is the anchor, came into my life, lifted her skirt, and relieved herself on my life. On my life.
All right. You have been fined, sir, by the county and told to clean up. You had to settle a lawsuit brought by the family of a 12-year-old girl who came down with salmonella poisoning. You say you're being harassed, but they found health code violations along with a little girl who was poisoned by the food in your restaurant, and you feel you're being harassed. You've retained an attorney.
All right, let me put it into perspective. I sell 300 meatball sandwiches. Most of my business is takeout, so no one's using the toilet. The rat droppings they found, we took care of. We laid traps for those. I got a Chinese and a Vietnamese down the street. They both have restaurants. I'd love to see them go in there and test the food of this Chinese and this Vietnamese guy that I know, Kim Thanh, who I've known for 12 years, who's a nice guy, but I know his restaurant is filthy. But because the mayor likes to go in and have his hot and sour soup in there, this guy gets to have a filthy, filth-laden pit for a restaurant. But I...
Well, whether his restaurant has filth in it or not, yours not only flunked the health test from the county, you got a girl came down with salmonella poisoning, and, you know, you're blaming the Channel 19 news crew.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
Have you ever pulled a woman out of a pool at 2 o'clock in the morning and tried to cleared the vomit from her mouth and tried to breathe life into her?
No, I haven't. And I understand that's what happened.
That was what happened with me and my wife last summer. I had to pull her out of a pool at 2 in the morning, clear the vomit from her mouth, and try to give mouth-to-mouth to her. And I was too late. I will tell you...
All right, let me take a break.
No, I want to say this. Channel 19 is conducting a smear campaign against a man who is still suffering from the loss of his wife. And I wonder if this Donna DeCruz, who would be so eager with her cameras, if she found one of her loved ones dead at a swimming pool with a handful of pills in her stomach and a quart of vodka... And I say the health department, they let the Chinaman down the street get away with murder because the mayor likes his hot and sour soup, but I sell 300 meatball sandwiches a day and they want to come in, lift their skirt, and relieve herself all over my life and the lives of everyone else that I touch. And I don't think it's fair.
Look, I'm the first guy to tell you that the overeager news organizations on television these days are so desperate for news that they'll create news. But I love to go into restaurants, as I'm sure you do as well, sir. You operate one, and I don't want to know that there's rat droppings in the kitchen.
And I will ask you the question again. Have you ever pulled a woman out of a swimming pool at 3 in the morning?
No, sir, I have never done that. I thank God that I've never had to do that.
Well, I did.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Robert Green, that's a tale of... The man's a restaurant owner. He's gotten he's basically gotten a C minus or a D from the county. I mean, his business has been impacted since the television news crew went in. They found rat droppings. Janice, you got the list of what happened in that restaurant. I'm not giving the name of his restaurant on the air because who needs to? He's the guy that's gotten a lawyer and wants to sue the county back. Now, a girl went in and ate some food. She got salmonella poisoning, rat droppings, refrigerators broken, backed up toilets. Members of his food preparation staff who have infections on their hands are preparing food without gloves, and so on and so forth. And I feel for the guy. He lost his wife. He says the Chinese and Vietnamese restaurants down the street are getting away with murder because the mayor likes the hot and sour soup in there. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Born again. Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
And Mr. Green, Donna DeCruz, who we know, and I'm not saying she's a friend, so I don't have, I'm not saying that I've got some, but she says that you called her personally and told her to go shove a camera, quote, up Kim Thatt's ass, not yours, right?
Yes, sir, I did say that because she had come into my restaurant and said she wanted to do a review, and the next thing you know, she's got hidden cameras. You know,
did you call her a whore?
This is not about me, sir. This is...
I wanted to know, because I don't know whether she's making claims.
No, I might have said that, yeah. But this isn't about me.
All right.
Look, you go down the street to Kim Thatt's restaurant right now, where I wouldn't even want to guess at the health code violations in there, but because this is a guy who's a war refugee from Vietnam, and we feel so sorry for him, and the mayor likes his hot and sour soup, he gets a pass, and I get jail sex from the county, and until you pulled your wife from a swimming pool at 3 in the morning...
All right, I can't keep talking about the wife. We're here to talk about the health code violations.
Which is exactly why I'm on your program, sir.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Channel 19 found rat droppings, backed up toilets, a lot of things in Mr. Green's restaurant. Here is Ellen. Hello, Ellen. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi. Yes, I absolutely and totally empathize with this gentleman's point about the loss of his wife, and I apologize for that. I'm sorry for his loss.
Thank you very much.
That does not by any means stop the point that you have a restaurant to run, and it has absolutely no effect on your business. You're putting people at risk. You're putting people's health at risk, and the fact that you lost your wife has absolutely nothing to do with your business. And they had absolutely every right to run that story and to make the public aware of the health risk that you're putting people at.
Well,
I think it's a good point.
It is a good point. Here's my question.
And not only that, but you've not answered the host's question at all. You continue to refer back to the fact that you lost your wife.
Well, which question was that? I'm sorry.
Well, the host asked you... You know, whether you think you've put people at risk and about the operation of your restaurant, and you continue to refer back to the loss of your wife as opposed to the point that's being made, and you may possibly want to think about addressing.
Oh, I'd be happy to. I'm sorry. My wife, Angela, was the one who, at 6-7 o'clock in the morning got in, swept the rat. Turds, or what you want to call them out.
Yeah, but sir, you're not addressing the problems. You're covering the problems up.
No, I'm attempting to have health violations,
and you're upset with people for exposing the things that you need to correct about your restaurant.
I'm trying to answer your question. Why I keep going back to that? It was my wife who kept the kitchen cleaned out.
Okay, well,
then you need to understand
that your wife is no longer part of that restaurant, and possibly that is a loss, so you need to look to someone else, possibly yourself or a restaurant manager, to then correct that situation.
You know why I'm having problems?
I, as an individual, don't know the name of your restaurant, but you can be rest assured that I will not be patronizing your restaurant.
Mr. Green?
You won't get any of my money.
Can I say something right now?
Sure.
I tried to answer the lady's question, but she's coming off sounding just like one of these people that works for the county. She sounds
just like the guy that came in last week.
You sound like just like the guy that came in last week.
Well, sir, you have a responsibility to the public. You are representing to the public that you are serving food that is at standard, and you're not.
My wife is dead. She cleaned cleaned the toilets out. She swept
okay,
the rat crap out.
Sir, is there no one else on earth that would be able to do that for you now?
Right. Can't you hire someone else?
But my wife used to work the swing shift, the overnight shift. She cleaned from midnight probably till 6 a.m.
Sir, you need to find someone to replace that element in your restaurant, because you, as a restaurant owner, have a responsibility to the public to serve food that is of standard, that doesn't get 12-year-old girls.
She's going to be hard to replace. She was of Mexican descent.
They don't clean like the Mexicans clean really good.
Wait,
are you not fixing your restaurant's problem, but now you've gone and you've tried to accuse other people being of standard either.
And you don't work for L.A. County.
No, sir, I sure
do
not work for L.A. County. I'm just a normal...
I think you're a liar.
Well, you know what? That's your opinion, and you're entitled to that?
You sound like one of these ball busters from the county.
Watch the language, sir, please.
And you know what, sir?
Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry, she'll be right back. Oh, we're not breaking yet. I'm sorry. Is Angela still there? Did I hang up? Who was I talking to? Ellen, are you still there? I thought we were breaking. Get my guest back on. Bob?
Yeah, Phil. I thought it was you're breaking a little early because I listen to your show and you usually break it a lot later.
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. I thought I had a commercial break.
No.
Go ahead and make your point.
Well, I'll tell you what, Ellen, let Bob finish his point.
Yeah, I'm going to finish. I'd like to finish my point, which is that my wife was a Mexican and they clean good. And I'm not saying that's what I used her for, but...
But, sir, that does not absolve you of the obligation of serving food that's up to standard and not infecting people with
disease. I have to stop
disease.
Talking to this lady, because the more I listen to her, the more I want to gouge my own eyes out. She's just irritated.
I think, Ellen, you're making great points, and the man is caught in a...
Well, thank you.
All right, Ellen, thank you. 1-800-449, what's the problem?
You know, she sounds like the guy from L.A. County, and you know, and I don't care if your wife died, you have responsibilities. And I wanted to gouge my own eyes out with, I had a thing called a Zulu, which is an Alaskan chopping knife. And I wanted to, and it looks a little bit like a pendulum blade. And I wanted to take my own eye out with it. And that's how much I miss my wife.
All right, sir. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking here with Robert Green. He owns a restaurant that has been cited for health code violations. He says, why is the county picking on him after his wife has died so recently? Plus, the Vietnamese restaurant down the street's probably filthier, but they don't get cited because the mayor likes their hot and sour soup. 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The soul of America. The Phil Henry Show is back.
If you have health code violations in your restaurant where at least one customer was poisoned and you had to settle out of court a lawsuit because of salmonella poisoning from your restaurant, does it excuse you that your wife died 6 months before or that you claim police harassment? Why is that?
Well, I've been harassed by the police since late last summer.
Why? Why do you say they're harassing you?
They have been to my home repeatedly. They have asked me, have I beaten my wife? They asked me why she had cigarette burns on her arm. I told them that she was a deeply disturbed woman, that she, you know...
Was she burning herself with a cigarette?
She was a smoker. I can tell you that. And maybe, I don't know. But how do you expect me to pick up every last rodent dropping, if you will, or to clean the grease when I have the death of... And then Donna DeCruz comes in. And she wrapped her lips around one of my meatball sandwiches and said it was great. And the next week, hikes her skirt and has a bowel movement all over my life. And I can tell you...
Sir, as much as you have grieved, your language and the way that you are talking...
I'm sorry, sir.
...is inappropriate. And I have an audience that I have to be mindful of.
I'm very sorry.
1-800-449-8686. Joe, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yes. Mr. Green, I live in San Francisco, and I'm a businessman, and I travel a lot. I eat in restaurants maybe 5, 6, 7 times a week.
Yes, sir.
One of the things that, and I travel a lot to L.A., one of the things I like about L.A. is that you get a posting in the window of, in front of a restaurant.
That is from the county health department, yeah, and they have ruined a lot of good people.
But why is it ruining? Because if you really have the situation that you have, that it sounds like you admit that you had in your restaurant, although you have a lot of reasons why you think it was the case, then why somebody like me should frequent that restaurant or come into that restaurant and put my health in danger?
Well, one of the things, and I forgive me, Joe, you're from San Francisco, and while I have a great many friends from up there, people in San Francisco can't wait to ruin a man's business because of the liberal mentality up in San Francisco.
Yeah, but I'm not a liberal.
I understand that, but you people up there, you're like this Donna DeCruz. You can't wait to relieve yourself all over a man's reputation.
Wait a minute. Let's forget about San Francisco. This Joe says he appreciates the postings.
Well, I don't, and I'll tell you why. I'd ask Joe the same thing. You got a lot of these, in San Francisco, you got a lot of these, the Chinese, right? How come this guy down the street gets to have, for all I know, he's got busboys crapping in the chili maker, and he gets to have...
Again, I can't have you accusing anybody.
I'm sorry, sir, but the mayor likes the hot and sour. Why don't they go down and arrest him?
Why does that give you the right to have a dirty establishment and an unsafe establishment?
If I have a dirty establishment, why do I sell 300 meatball sandwiches a day?
Well, I don't think that selling 300 meatball sandwiches a day qualifies you to as a clean establishment.
Not only that, but you had a young lady. She came down with salmonella poisoning. You settled the case. You've not denied this, and you say that the whole reason why it's okay is because your wife died. Now you're telling me the police are harassing you, asking why she has cigarette burns on her arms and why... Are they inquiring into her death, sir?
I'm sorry?
Are they inquiring into the circumstances surrounding your wife's death?
Well, if you're trying to say, are they asking, did I kill my wife, you're getting very close to slander now.
No. I'm just asking, why are they...
Is this Joe there? Are you still there?
I'm still here.
Well, let me just say this, Joe. You come down to L.A., you come into my restaurant, and you'll have the greatest meatball sandwich you ever had in your life, and you won't care if the toilets don't flush.
Oh, yes, I will care.
No, why are you going to care? You're not going to care that it might, maybe it was... Well, I don't...
I will care that you have two employees with cuts on their hands that
might have prepared
that
sandwich.
Food without gloves.
Suppose you didn't know anything about it. Suppose a guy prepared your meatball sandwich with an oozing sore on his finger, and maybe some of the pus got into the sandwich. And maybe...
Oh, my God!
Wait, he didn't know about it.
Wait, I want to take this on. Okay, fine. Are you right?
And you didn't know about it, and you had the best meatball sandwich that you've ever had in your life, and you lived a long, healthy life. What difference does it make?
The next thing you're going to say is that you're serving cats. And what difference does it make if it tastes good?
Exactly.
Yeah, well, I'll be surprised if there's a listener on this show that agrees with that point of view.
Well, that's a ridiculous... Not only that, there's a law against that.
I would ask Joe. He says he eats in restaurants 5, 6 times a week. The chances that you've eaten cat have gone way up since you eat... The more you eat... Don't you... And you come from San Francisco and you're trying to tell me you never ate stir-fried cat. Yeah, okay. What you yank the other one?
Let me
see if there's bells on it.
What is the rating on your window of your restaurant?
We got an F. Last month, we got an F.
You know that I've never even seen a B restaurant in L.A.?
No kidding, man. I saw a C one time. And my wife actually forced me to go in and eat at a B restaurant because she said the food was fair. I said, it's got a B. She goes, I don't care. The food here is great.
See, now your wife is a woman. I only wish I would have married her.
But you got an F.
Mexican.
But you got an F.
I got an F, and I sell 300 meatball sandwiches a day. Count them.
All right, listen, Joe, thank you, and continued success there. Let me go down to Claire. Claire, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I work in an open kitchen. It's a deli. We make everything from scratch. It's in a grocery store.
Okay.
And the customers can see every single thing that happens. If you come back from a break and you don't wash your hands, they see it. If you, every single thing you do there is being watched by the customers, and I think it's a great situation, and the food we put out is very healthy and clean, and I'm very concerned because your guest seems to not be in a state where he can even properly staff his business so that the facility gets cleaned.
No, but you're missing my point. I said to the other guy, he eats in 5-6 restaurants a week. He doesn't care if he eats a cat sandwich so long as it tastes good. Now, I would ask you, if you work in a full-service deli, and the I imagine the owner's Jewish?
No.
Because I figure he'd want to cut costs. He would be...
Wait. So far in my program...
What?
So far in my program, you know, the Chinese guy this, the Mexican that, the Vietnamese that, and now the Jewish owner of the deli wants to cut costs.
I don't understand.
Well, if you don't understand, I'd like to have a the racial references and the ethnic references at a minimum.
All right, let me rephrase. Suppose whoever owns your deli brought in a cat carcass and said, I want you to
start...
Well,
actually, we're an employee-owned business.
Right. Well, what if the guy who is the managing partner, let's say, said, let's start serving up cat because who's going to know the difference in our Philly cheesesteaks? You know that...
I know what goes on behind the counter in the kitchen, and we do not serve cat. We only serve... the highest quality.
What are you laughing?
And produce.
You know, you laugh about it, but you can understand what I'm saying. The money you can save. Look, you know the Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, Phil? You've had them.
Yeah, I've had them.
You know the little bits of beef that they call that steak?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Well, I fail it.
Look, you go to a place and they say, yeah, you want a Philly cheesesteak? I go, yeah, sure. What do you mean? What do you mean steak? I know the cheese, but what's this? The steak is the little strips of beef. I'm going to tell you this right now because I've heard it from at least two independent sources. Most of the Philly
Philly cheesesteaks. We make that. We have that on special, and I see that the meat comes from Oregon country beef.
Is it steak?
It's grown right here in Oregon. It's free-range meat. It's very fresh. I see them cut it up and cook it, and I can feel good about honestly telling our customers that our food is fresh, that it's healthy, that it's not going to make you sick.
Most of the Philly cheesesteak sandwiches sold in America are some version of cat meat. You think your deli's so great because you serve right in front of the customer. Customers don't know the difference between a scoop of tuna or a scoop of stir-fried dog. They wouldn't know, oh, yeah, you want a tuna sandwich? And you could be digging into a pile of, it could be someone's hamster. So what I'm saying...
Look, this is absurd, and it all takes the point off of what we're trying to talk about. And this lady thinks you're mentally disturbed. You shouldn't be running a business because, you know...
I'll bet you that at least 40% of the time your Philly cheesesteak sandwich was beating around a rubber mouse before you bit into it. Are you blowing your nose on the phone, into your hand, or what's going on there?
I was using a tissue.
All right.
And okay. I think that you really...
Yeah.
You need to reconsider your life. I mean,
no kidding.
Obviously, you have a lot of problems, and I think that running a business right now is obviously too much for you to handle if you can't properly staff your restaurant.
Well, ma'am, I will say
this. You seem to be a very, very angry person, hate to be somebody that has to work for you.
I think there is anger there.
Well, I think it's a heck of a world where a man is accused of being mentally disturbed because he objects to you piling a bun high with cat meat. Go ahead and pile it high and deep.
Oh, look at Claire. Thank you for your call.
Thank you.
Yeah, Claire, thank you for your call. Thank you for calling up and you and wedding all over my life, too. Thank you. Jesus Christ.
Well, you got a foul mouth. You do have a temper problem.
Yeah, what else is wrong? What else is wrong with me?
You blame everybody else for your problems?
What else? Yeah, I just lost my wife, but go ahead. Pile it on.
And you and that self-pity with the wife.
I want to ask that girl if she used tissue paper to blow her nose with, or was it just her skirt? She just lift up the hem of the sweatshirt she's wearing?
Mr. Green, I hope and pray that...
I go to jail soon?
No, I don't want you to go to jail. What I want you to do is clean up your restaurant. I think you need a sabbatical. I think you need...
I'm not a priest. So
you don't have to be a priest to get us. I mean, time off.
Just say time off. Don't use a lot of that queer priest talk.
Yeah, but you hate everybody, don't you?
Since Angela died, yes. I had to pull my wife's hair out of a pool filter. Thank you.
Obviously, the man is in no shape to talk. 1-800-449-8686. Well, I can tell you now, do not eat at Bob's Meatball Sandwich Shack. Freaking F from the L.A. County Health Department. But to think that this is a guy who would come on my program racially... Hold on for a minute. Yes, sir. And by the way, I like to tell everybody, sir, don't hang up on me again.
No, I just... hold on. I got to make a sandwich, okay? And I'll get back to you.
Meow. Meow.
Yeah, okay, Bill. I got that Philly cheesesteak coming up.
Meow.
Yeah, I get it. It's a cat.
Oh, good. You're quick. Asshole.
Ninety percent of the Philly cheesesteak sandwiches sold in America were beaten around a rubber mouse a week before. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686, Out of Bounds.
Bill Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Doug Danger was on the show yesterday talking about the top 100 country artists of all time and his opinion, except his opinion ain't worth squat.
Bill Henry Show.
Comedy gold.
Doug, I don't know who the hell hired you, but they're wasting their money, man. You don't know anything about country music. You
I'm a gay man.
By the way, I'm a gay woman, and you're giving me a bad name.
How you figure that?
People been saying over and over and over again, it has nothing to do with being gay. It has no about knowing music. Where are you from?
I'm from Los Angeles, California. Well, I'm originally.
You're proving it right now, buddy. Everybody who's listening that's from the South, myself included, is horrified. This is awful.
Wait a second.
Johnny Cash. You're not mentioning any... Merle Haggard? Johnny Cash is 87? Are you on drugs? Are you smoking the same thing that Randy's smoking?
Let's turn the music off so, Doug, you can have a conversation with us. This is Phil Henry, Brandy. Now,
this is exactly why I did this list, Phil, so that this gay woman, lesbian, I think is what it's called. Anyway, Jesus.
What difference does it make, dude? What difference does it make?
Thank you very much.
All right, well, let me say this. You play fastball?
Do I play fastball? What does that have to do with me and liking country music? Tell you what, from the state of Texas, and in Texas you listen to country music. I'll tell you right now, from Los Angeles, you don't know anything about country music, buddy, and the guy that hired you is wasting his money.
Let me ask something. Are you denying that Merle Haggard is good?
No, I'm not denying that Merle Haggard is good.
That's what you were just saying.
No, she wasn't.
You did not mention. You're putting Merle Haggard. What number did you have him at?
I got Merle at 51.
51! 51! This is making me laugh.
Wait a second. What are your credentials?
87. What do you got Garth Brooks at?
Garth Brooks is number 7.
What do you got Tim McGraw at?
Tim McGraw is 11.
Loretta Lynn. This is ridiculous.
Loretta Lynn's 81.
81?
Yeah.
Absolutely horrible. And you have
Wait.
Number one.
Can I jump in? I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
That has nothing to do with it. I don't want you to stop saying that because it's starting to piss me off.
It has nothing to do with you
liking or not liking country music and being a critic and having the credentials to be a critic of country music.
Wait,
honestly, you're making me mad on two points. One, you know nothing about country music. And two, you being gay has nothing to do with the fact that you could or could not like country music. So stop saying that.
Look, Miss Lesbian, all you know about is Melissa Etheridge music and a hairy armpitted woman's music festival, okay?
Can we get off the gay thing?
All right, look.
You said you're trying to make us all smart. That's a very ignorant remark you just made.
That was. It's stupid. Let's get it off of sexual orientation and get it back in the music.
But you're putting Johnny Cash at 87.
What is it with you and Johnny Cash? The guy couldn't sing.
Oh, my Lord. He had a beautiful voice. Listen to that baritone. What are you talking about? He couldn't sing.
Well, what about that last album he made?
The man was a very elderly man when he made the last album. He'd also lost his wife.
He was suffering from liver cancer, glaucoma.
Merle Haggard
still managed to come through with the song Like Cold. What are you talking about?
Well, Merle Haggard had a pill problem, and he sounded great. So I don't know.
I have not once denied. I think Merle Haggard is one of the greatest singers, country music players of all time. I'm not denying that at all. What I'm saying is...
What is this?
I want to ask the lady, who's this?
She can't hear it, man. She's on a cell phone. Okay?
All right, well, this is... I don't know who this is. This is Willie Nelson.
I'm not on the fact that you thought that Sheryl Crow was a country singer, too, by the way. That's classic.
What makes you think she's not a country singer?
What? Because
she was a waitress, that makes her a country singer. Good correlation, bud. I'm not quite sure where you're going with that one.
You've got Buck Owens / Dolly Parton. What does that mean?
I think you give gay people a bad name.
You know what? I have only mentioned myself being gay to say that it's not necessary to mention being gay. It has nothing to do with liking a certain kind of music.
Well,
unless you like the Backstreet Boys because you're gay.
Wait a second. I don't like the Backstreet Boys because I'm gay. I like them because they're quality entertainment.
There you go.
Hey, Phil.
This is your country music critic that just said the Backstreet Boys are quality music.
You know something, Phil? I'll take it from Butch here, but I don't want to take it from you, okay? Keep your mouth shut.
All right, don't call her Butch.
You can say whatever you want, buddy, because you're right online, pal.
Hey, Brandy, Johnny Cash was a hack. The last thing he did was a Nine Inch Nails song. He realized he better record some decent music before he crawled into a bottle and died. And
that's a horrible thing to say about that man who's recently departed.
You know what? I got to go.
This is Cheryl.
This is absolutely ridiculous, but I will say this. If whoever hired you, whoever you work for is listening, get a new critic.
All right. Okay, I'm sorry. I'll play a Johnny Cash song. Here's Johnny Cash for Brandy.
Johnny Cash, no, he's a great country music player.
It's hard to be a woman.
This isn't Johnny Cash.
Accident.
Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy gold.
Right, man. That wasn't Johnny Cash at all. That was Sheryl Crow. I said that's a cue. That wasn't Johnny Cash. That was Sheryl Crow. That wasn't Johnny Cash, that was Sheryl Crow. Oh well.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
+1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Art Griego joins us. Mr. Griego is a private pilot. You do a lot of things, Art, professionally, but you are also a children's advocate, and you join us on the program today to talk about Michael Jackson, a guy that you think has hurt the work of people who are truly interested in helping kids.
Well, Phil, I personally believe Michael Jackson could be guilty. I'm not ready to judge his guilt or innocence, but I think the guy is highly inappropriate, and what his behavior does is it hurts people such as I who truly respect kids and enjoy their company.
Do you have children?
No, I don't, Phil. I don't have any kids of my own, but that's because I have not yet met the right ladies, so hopefully that's in my future. But what I do is I content myself with meeting kids or enjoying an afternoon at places where they like to go.
When you say you're a child's advocate, what do you mean by that? Are you working at shelters?
Not specifically, Phil. What I do is I really just interact with kids on a daily one-on-one basis wherever I go. I like to go places where kids like to go. I like to do the things that kids like to do. I'm perfectly content, for instance, I'll give an example of going to an amusement park where kids are and talking to them and finding out the things that they're interested in.
All right, now what would you say your relationship with kids is? We're not talking Michael Jackson, obviously.
No, Michael Jackson has stepped way over the line with kids. I just enjoy being around them. I enjoy being, if I have an afternoon off, for instance, I'll go over to Disneyland and watch the kids. You know, they have so much fun on the rides. You can overhear some of their conversations. I do carry a camera. I'm a kind of a photo buff. I'll ask them if they don't mind me taking their picture.
Are you by yourself? Or?
Well, it's funny. Being around other adults, like I am most of the time, can really bring a lot of stress. And so when I want to unwind, I go by myself. I'm not uncomfortable with my own company.
We're talking with Art Griego, a self-described kids advocate who says that Michael Jackson's behavior ruins it for people such as himself who truly cares about kids. So you go to Six Flags Magic Mountain, you go to Disneyland, you go to Knott's Berry Farm, and you're going by yourself.
That is correct, yeah. And that's, you know, when you say you're going by yourself, it's not that unusual. I just like going to the parks. because that way I can have connection to the kids and there isn't an adult there who is interfering with my communication with them. I can go over a couple of days, visit these places, watch the kids. I like the sound of their voices. I like their optimism.
All right, I want to ask you, Art, that, you know, you wanting to be with kids, you say, you know, do you ever get people being a little suspicious of you and thinking that maybe you have bad intentions, you know?
Well, I certainly hope not, Phil, because I don't have any bad intentions toward the kids. I just like being around them. I take a camera, get some pictures of the kids. I can tell you that.
And these are kids that you don't know. They're just kids that are at the parks. They're kids that are out.
Well, yeah. When you say I don't know them, I get to know them.
But you didn't start the day out knowing them. You just walk into an amusement park and there's the kid and you strike up a conversation.
Well, we'll talk or I'll get a picture of them. You know, they may not know that I'm there necessarily.
So do you feel that there's adults that think you have bad intention?
Again, I certainly hope there aren't any adults who misunderstand what I'm doing. I just like being around kids and occasionally getting a photograph of them. I can tell you that I am an avid weightlifter and I run about 5 miles a day, and I'm sure my physical presence in a way is a little intimidating to any adult that would want to challenge me, and thought that, well, but I can tell you, it's a little bit insulting for somebody to walk up to me and say, do you have bad intentions toward these kids? And you'd understand it if I didn't want to take kindly to that. And I do, like I say, I lift weights. If someone misunderstands and thinks I'm a pervert, for instance, I would suggest they not say anything because I'm not, and it would only get me angry if they said something to me.
All right. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Art Griego. He is, among other things, a private pilot. He is, you just mentioned you're an avid weightlifter. You say that Michael Jackson's behavior toward children has ruined it for people who are true kids advocates such as yourself. And what do you mean, even if you were a pervert, you wouldn't do anything to hurt a child for life?
Well, the bottom line, Phil, is a lot of these parents are paranoid because of this Michael Jackson and what he's done, and I can assure you that even if I were some kind of even if I were a child molester, I would never do anything to a child that would traumatize him for the rest of his life, like what Michael Jackson.
Well, that's what I mean. What do you mean if you were a pervert, you wouldn't do anything to hurt a child for life? I mean, anything you do to a kid in that way will scar him forever.
Look, Ms. Jenner, please don't tell me about kids. I've been around them my whole life. I've taken pictures of them at amusement parks. I talk with them. You know, you can be in a restroom, you're waiting for foods. I know kids, there's nothing wrong with when you sense the child needs a hug, you give them a big hug and a kiss on the cheek. So that's not going to traumatize a kid for life. And I'll tell you, the way I see these parents out there acting with the kids need a hug.
All right, so you're walking up to strange kids? And
no, I'm not there. I'm not just walking up.
But look, how long have you known the kid before you walk up to him and hug him?
It could be a kid that I just saw. I mean, I don't understand the nature of your question. Again, you have to understand, I lift weights. I am a very imposing presence. I don't know that I'd take kindly to your questions.
All right, I want to ask you this. I mean, I'm not trying to make you angry. You're coming up and hugging a kid and kissing him on the cheek?
That's right. That's nothing that's going to scar a kid for life. I'm just giving the kid the hug because he needs it. And I can tell you that I do sales, I travel a lot, I've been in every restroom, every bathroom you walk into to wash your hands or do your business. There's generally a boy there who has just had an argument with his parents and could use a kiss on the cheek.
Well, I mean, maybe not that bad, but it's that you're kissing the kid in a public bathroom, I guess.
Well, it's the only place where a kid can get away from his nagging mother. I wish you'd get your mind... And really, Phil, you shouldn't assume too much here because, again, physically I am rather intimidating. I've got a 28-inch arm and...
All right, I don't want to get you angry.
But you have to understand, half these kids don't get hugs and kisses from their parents. So that when I see a kid in a public restroom who needs that, I'm going to give it to him, a hug, and if he lets me take his picture, I will. But it doesn't make me a pervert. And
what if a parent asked you to stop doing that? They just didn't like it. Even though it may not be perverted to hug a kid and kiss him on the cheek, what if I, as a parent, told you, please don't do that?
Well, because I've been asked that, and I respond by saying this. I don't think it's illegal. people, you know, if you misunderstand me, you misunderstand me, but I think I have the right.
No, if I'm a parent, and even though you mean nothing by coming up to a kid and hugging and kissing him on the cheek, I don't want you to do that.
I understand that.
You're going to still do it?
I believe I have the right to. You can't tell me. And again, I don't want to keep hitting this, but I lift, and I run 5 miles a day. I have been in a number of bodybuilding competitions. I'd love to meet the guy that comes up to me and tells me I can't do something. So,
am I to believe that you were going to physically intimidate somebody who asked you not to kiss their kid and hug their kid?
No, but I mean, why? Why are you asking me that? A hug and a kiss on the cheek, that's not a pervert. That's a caring adult. I can tell you, Phil, I was in a public toilet 6 months ago, and I met a young guy. His name was Jason. He'd just been told by his dad that he was stupid. And I hugged him, and I kissed that boy for just, you know, about a minute or so, and I just held him. Because that's all he wanted. And people misunderstand my intentions. People misunderstand my intentions. But again, I lift. I
know. You said you have a 28-inch arm.
That's right.
So you're going to kick my rear end?
No, sir. I would not do that. I don't know how many people would actually want to come up and challenge me because I do. As the saying is, I'm ripped.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. I'm talking here with Art Griego. He's a member of, he calls himself a child advocate. He likes to hang around with kids. He goes to amusement parks by himself, takes pictures of them, talks with them, and occasionally gives them a hug and a kiss, and it's not perverted, and he thinks guys like Michael Jackson make guys like him look bad. Although he feels like he can give a kid a hug and a kiss, and even if you're the parent, you have no right to tell him not to because it's not against the law. The part here, and I don't know if you noticed it or not, Chris, he keeps referring to how ripped he is, how he lifts, and who would dare walk up to him and challenge him. I mean, when it comes to my kids, I got to tell you, all that stuff just doesn't matter. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Stepping over the line, naked. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
All right, I have on the line here Art Griego. He is a private pilot, flies commercially at times. You do a lot of things professionally, Art, but you also describe yourself as a child's advocate. And I suppose most of us think of a child's advocate as someone who lobbies Congress or a state legislature, but you simply go out into the world and befriend kids. You think Michael Jackson and what he represents has ruined it for you and men like you?
Without question, Phil, there is no sexual intent in what we do. We just try to, I don't know how do you want to say it, I try to get a picture. And I've been in public toilets across this country and Canada, and I have met some great kids who just want to have someone hug them and kiss them on the cheek, not the lips. There's no sexual contact. And I've got photographs. I wish you could see it. It's what I call my friends board at home. I've got a bulletin board with hundreds of photographs of children that I followed.
See, when you say followed, that's the thing that scares me as a parent.
Well, I find it insulting that you'd be scared because I'm not trying to hurt the children. Okay?
You also say that nobody would dare talk to you because you're ripped. So,
well, I'm built. I mean, what do you want me to say?
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. This is Andy on the Phil Hendry Show. Andy, you're with Art Griego. Go ahead.
Yes. I have three children, and my concern is that, you know, we can't just trust, take anyone's word this day and time that they have no ill intention towards the child, you know? And, I mean, it's not because there's not people out there with good intentions or no harm intended.
Yes,
but there are so many who are, and being a stranger, it just does not make it by no means to where a parent can just say, well, okay, this guy says he don't mean no harm.
Well, that's true. So, I can tell you, Andy, I think your concern is well placed. But as I say, I've been in public restrooms or wherever you meet a lot of the kids.
Definitely not in the public restroom. I mean, you know, you just have to understand, as a parent, with you being a stranger, if I walked in there and you was hugging my child like that, I mean,
you have to understand, Andy, I don't mean any harm, that's number one, but number two, you're not going to want to take me on.
Another grown adult putting their hands on my child.
Well, yeah.
My permission, I'm not going to worry about taking you on. I'm probably going to worry about, what lawyer am I going to hire?
Well, you're going to sue me for hugging a boy who...
No, I'm probably going to, if I took it the wrong way, I'm probably like, shoot you.
The boy ran into...
No, the point is, you shouldn't be putting your hands on someone else's child if they're a stranger to you, and the parent and the child both don't know you.
And I got a question.
If you knew them and had a relationship with their family, then I could understand your concern for them, but just going around hugging anybody's child, I do not understand
shape,
form, or fashion.
Not anybody's child.
Well, why is it a public latrine?
A public latrine is not a place to be going around trying to hug on someone's little boy.
Well, let me say, I have found that public toilets are the best place because kids go there to retreat.
I'm not so sure your intentions aren't ill. Is that how you just go around every day in public latrines waiting on little boys?
No, sir, I do not, and I have to say I resent the question.
Wait a minute. Mr. Griego, you have to understand. You meet little boys in public latrines, public toilets, as you say. You're built and ripped.
So that makes me a homosexual, a predatory homosexual, because I take care of my body. Is that it?
No, sir, it doesn't necessarily do that. It is a question, and I thank you very much, Andy, for your call. It's a question that may stand out in a parent's mind as to whether their child is safe or not.
I know how to become a boy or a girl's friend. I know how to relate to them on their level, which is something so many parents can't do. And the public toilet is probably a godsend for so many of these kids, where they can retreat, collect their thoughts, and perhaps meet someone who understands them and finds them to be, in hopes that they understand me. That's the other thing. It's a two-way street. I'm hoping for their understanding as well.
1-800-449-8686. And you say you can bench press 350 pounds, huh?
Yeah. That's not with a hangover.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Jim, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Well, I'd like to make a comment, I'd like to tell this.
Watch your language.
I apologize. I'm just frustrated. I am a father of six children. I have four boys, two girls. And if there was ever one time somebody, a stranger, would walk into, per se, a boys' room or out of the park and attempt to wrap their arms around my kids without me knowing them from a long line of family history, in the family, a cousin, something like that, I mean, hell yeah, I'd think that'd be a little bit something out of line.
When was the last time you gave your kids a hug?
Let me see. Just to let you know a little bit about myself.
Yes, sir.
I am a long-haul truck driver. I own a business of my own. I am home two nights out of the week. And, buddy, I'll tell you something. I love my kids more than life itself. Come first. I wrap my arms around my children and tell them how much I appreciate that I am their father and they are my children, that God give them to me.
As a trucker, you're familiar with the lavatories there at the rest stops. And what I'm saying is, a lot of times you can make connections
Wait, hold on for a moment. Are you talking about picking up guys?
No, sir, I am certainly not. I'm just asking that you know where the restroom.
A restroom is no place in the world to make any kind of connection, whether it be man, woman, or child.
Couldn't agree more with that.
Well, but the public toilet has been so good for this country in terms of people being... I'm sorry?
A public toilet is where you go to relieve yourself of your indigestion, your bladder. There's no communicational problem,
Right.
You go in there, you don't mess around, you don't wrap your arms around another man and woman's child and give them a hug and a kiss.
in my opinion, I'll tell you something, buddy. I don't care how ripped your arms are. I don't care how buff you are. If you was to ever do something like that to one of my kids or anybody in my family that I know of, I would rip your head off.
Well,
and I would not think twice about it.
You haven't seen me, though. And that's one of the things. See, I'll hug a kid, and Mr. Henry asked, do people get upset? Well, I wouldn't know, because I think a lot of them are just intimidated by how ripped I am.
I could tell by the sound in your voice, you are the farthest thing from being intimidating.
Well, I pulled into the Chevron station off the I-60 just last night, and I met a young man who really needed a hug. And he had the restroom key. And
What is it with toilets? Everybody you meet in a toilet? I mean,
no, sir, most certainly do not.
Well, everything. Go ahead, Jim.
What I would have to say, there has been a lot of kids that I have seen through my children's school, and that is when you take, and as an adult, you walk up to them, and if it looks like they're having a bad day, that does not give you permission to take and wrap your arms around them inside the lavatory.
What if they're in a public lavatory? That's the whole thing.
Public lavatory or no? We're talking with Art Griego, children's advocate, on how he walks up to a kid and wraps his arms around the kid and gives him a hug if he thinks he needs it, regardless of what the parents think, because he's ripped. 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Henry Show is back.
Art Griego joins us, child's advocate. If you're a friend of kids and you think Michael Jackson's giving children advocates a bad name, why are you primarily meeting children in public toilets, as you call it?
Well, Phil, I think you're focusing too much on that. I think the public toilet has really been given a bad name down through the years. It's a place where young people will generally go when they're feeling down, and in a public lavatory, you can make contacts.
Then we're not talking about sex, right?
No, I don't really want to have to say that again.
Sir, I'm not accusing you of being a pervert.
Well, you seem to be. And again, I have 25-inch arms. I don't know where else you want me to go with that, because somebody tells me that I'm a pervert, then it's on. And
well, then don't be hugging anybody's kid in a public lavatory. Sonia, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, I have a son that is 12 years old.
Yes, ma'am.
And I just want you to know that if he was to walk out of a public restroom and told me that a strange man tried to hug, kiss, or take pictures of him, that person would probably catch a baseball bat to the back of the head when he came out of the store.
Well, now, wait a minute. What did I do that's so bad?
You put your hands on my child. Children have been taught forever.
But if he looks depressed...
Now, hold on a minute.
What if you just yelled at him and he's depressed?
Well, you know what? You're not going to help that much. You're probably going to scare him.
Well, I
Children get in trouble by their parents. That does not mean that they need a stranger putting their hands on them and scaring them and going against what they have been taught all their life growing up.
I can tell you, Sonia, that when I was a young man and I got down, the public toilet at the international airport was a great...
Whoa, wait a minute. I can't... This is Phil Henry, Sonia. I can't keep going down this public toilet place, okay?
Well, the lady said she's going to take a baseball bat to my head.
And your 25-inch arms wouldn't matter.
Well, I got to tell you something, Sonia. Once you get a look at the guns that I've got...
I'm not impressed.
You're not impressed.
You seem more impressed by yourself than anybody else is, so why don't you stick to yourself?
Well, I'm not trying to intimidate anybody, ma'am. People are.
Well, that's all you've said the whole show, though.
Wait a second. I have been threatened with physical violence, and I got to tell you,
carry it through.
Well, ma'am, I'll tell you this: if you swung a bat at the guns that I've got,
until it hit you,
ma'am, if you swung a bat at my guns, I'd break it.
I promise you, it wouldn't be at your arms.
Well, where are you going to hit me? The head? How tall are you?
Oh, well, I'm tall enough to hit your head.
Well, ma'am, I could tell you, you'd be thrilled to see a Polaroid of me and your son flexing together or whatever, because you'd know that the boy is being treated properly.
You know what? My child is treated properly, and he doesn't need strangers coming up to him in the bathroom.
Yeah, wait a minute. What do you mean flexing together?
A lot of times the kids will ask me about weightlifting, and I'll take my shirt off and show them. I mean, it's not... But see,
you take your
like
shirt off in a public bathroom and take pictures with them?
Okay, but to a woman
that doesn't sound a little strange to you?
See, your mind is...
No,
is
maybe
really
yours is, maybe your mind's whack.
No, I think your mind is in the gutter if you're thinking about that.
Well, you know what? Maybe that's the best place for parents to have their minds when it comes to people like you.
So in other words, just because I take my shirt off and take off another boy's shirt in a public bathroom and we take pictures of each other, that's sexual.
Oh,
yes.
Come on.
Yes.
Come on.
You're sick.
I mean, come on.
No, I don't understand. I really don't.
I really do hope real child advocates hear this. And
the boys, I got a picture of the kids holding onto my arms like it's a jungle gym. They're hanging off my arms. That's sexual. I just want to be clear. You guys are saying that that is sexual.
You take my child's shirt off in a bathroom, and you wouldn't have to worry about it anymore.
Ma'am, I got a six-pack.
I promise you.
I've got a six-pack.
I got a baseball bat.
You want to rock and roll with me?
What's going to help you?
You want to rock and roll with a guy who's got 25-inch arms?
You know, when it comes to children, Mr. Griego, people...
All right, well, then she'd be sued for hitting me because I happen to be in a bathroom
talking to a kid. Well, you know what? You go to jail for touching my child.
Oh, really? What's the charge?
I guess we
hugging
can take
a
it
kid?
Out. We can take care of it in jail, huh?
Hugging a kid, huh? Every boy wants to learn how to get a rack like mine, and you can't. You don't like it, so...
No, I don't like you touching my child.
All right, listen, Sonia, good points. 1-800-449-8686. You say, what's the charge? I think it's a form of battery, isn't it?
Oh, my sweet living Christ. So now you're telling me that because I hug a kid, I'm guilty of felonious battery.
I don't know if it's a felony. I don't know if it's a misdemeanor. But I believe that touching someone when they don't want to be touched...
Aha! What do you mean, they? Are you sure you don't mean the parents? Now, Sonia thinks she's going to lie in wait with a baseball bat. When I come walking out of there, okay, with a 30-inch waist, 25-inch guns, I got a six-pack washboard like you wouldn't freaking believe, and she's going to take a swing at my head?
Why the threat of physical violence?
I haven't threatened anybody. People said they're going to take a baseball bat to me.
Here is Chris. Chris, go ahead. Chris?
Art?
Yes, sir, you're on the air.
Oh, Art?
Yeah.
Sir, I'd like to say that you are a pervert.
Well, I guess the old saying is it takes one to know one, huh?
No. Taking your clothes off
in a public restroom,
wanting to flex and take pictures with young kids.
How's that sexual?
Is wrong.
How's that sexual?
I mean, you're sick.
Well,
you're right up there with Michael Jackson.
How's that sick? Taking photographs is sick?
Taking your shirt off in a public restroom with a young child and wanting to take a picture of being half naked, you're sick.
Sir, I'm not half naked. I take the shirt off so the kids can see my guns and my six-pack and my washboard
stomach.
Yeah,
your guns and your six-packs. We've heard enough about this tonight, all right? Ooh, so you're big enough. You mess with my kid? Yeah, I'm not no bodybuilder, and I'm not nothing, but I'll tell you what, the rage of a father who loves his child will take care of no matter what size of a person you are.
I'm going to take a wild guess here, Chris. You don't have any kids.
I have one. Yes, I
do. And he lives with his mother, right?
Huh?
And he lives with his mother.
No, he lives with me.
Look, my calves are the size of your thighs.
I don't care. I really don't care. Why
that
are you so up on your body? I mean,
yeah, no kidding.
Okay, let me ask you this.
All right.
If you're a child advocate, why don't you join the YMCA, teach basketball?
I'll tell you why.
That's a group activity with kids.
I'll tell you why I don't join the YMCA, because the group, the village people, who were committed homosexuals, sang about the YMCA as a homosexual hospice, and I'll have nothing to do with it.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Are you homophobic?
No, I just don't want to be identified as a homosexual.
So you're saying that any coach at the YMCA has homosexual
tendencies? That's a horrible discredit to the YMCA. That's a terrible thing that they have to live down for you, who's taken pictures of himself with other kids in a public toilet with his shirt off, saying that they're homosexuals at the YMCA.
Well, that's what the village people said.
No, they didn't say that.
Oh, come on. young men, if you need to lay down, I'm saying young men, if your finger is...
Listen, the Village People is like 30 years ago, okay?
Okay, I mean, brown. I like to show these
things
boys...
Things have changed since the Village People, if you... I mean, I don't know if
I can pull
music,
on...
But...
I'll tell you one of the things that I did, Chris, last summer at a state fair. I pulled an 18-wheeler with my teeth at a strongman contest they had.
Okay, what does that have to do with anything that we're talking about tonight?
Well, some guy comes up to me and calls me a pervert just because I'm taking a picture with a kid in a toilet stall.
If it's my child, yes. I don't get it.
You don't get it. You don't get how a guy would be upset if you're taking a picture. Keep your shirt on in a public toilet. You want to be a kid's advocate. Go to work in Sacramento. Go to work in Washington. Hey. Go to work for the kids. You know, go to work for these kids' resource centers like the My Friend's Place thing that we do.
I'm not into that.
Hey, Art, let me ask you a question real quick.
Yeah, real quick.
Are you in a bathroom and you're talking to you? Have you ever had the experience where you're trying to hug a kid and he says, no, don't touch me? Have you had that experience?
Yeah, but a couple times. I mean, you quickly talk them out of it.
Okay,
I'll say to them the words I'm going to say to you. I say, young man, there's no need to feel down. I said, young man, pick yourself off the ground. Young man, because you're in a new town, there's no need to be unhappy. Boom, boom, boom. And then you go, you can make the YMCA thing. And
what, are we dancing now? Is that what we're doing, dancing? What, are you quoting the YMCA lyrics or something?
Hey, Art, let me ask you another question.
There's no place you can go. I said, young man, when you're short on your dough, you can stay here, and I'm sure you'll find someone to...
Yeah, that's great.
Hey, Art, let me ask you this. Let's say you're in the bathroom with the kid, and he's saying no, and about that time, two cops walk in, and you've got your shirt off, and you're trying to show your guns. What do you think those two cops are going to do to you when that kid's saying, no, don't hug me? You're going to jail, brother.
I'm sure they're
going to
look at me and say, good day to you, sir, and wash their hands, take a pee, and leave.
Sorry.
I would say to them, it's fun to stay at the Y.
Oh, shut up. When you're down on your dough and you're looking for someone to... 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686, FUBAR. Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Comedy Gold.
Sir, we don't need to know about your entire life. And I, myself, am a student in high school. And when I go to
Here we go. Now you're going to tell me how it is. Is that it?
Yes, I am. When I go to stores to try to sell candy, I am persuading you. I'm not making you go into a guilt trip.
Okay, sir, would you please help out and all of that stuff? Don't you do that?
No, I say, sir, would you please... like to make a donation to my chapter or my club. I do not say, sir, please buy it. Please, please, please. No, you say that we're trying to make you feel guilty. I myself think that you are feeling guilty about something. And there is something that can help you. It's called Prozac and therapy. It might be able to help you during
Let me tell you something, kid. If you bug me...
Please do not refer to me as a kid.
Well, because you are a kid, okay? So
no, I am
once
not,
you're
a
not a
kid.
Once you're not a kid anymore, then I'll refer to you as something else. And when you start telling me about your club, I'll tell you to F off.
Sir, I think you have some issues.
You know, your little voice, how old are you?
None of your business.
Yeah, you're about, 15?
How old are you, 9?
What do you do, car washes in your bikini so all the fathers will come in and get their cars washed? Yeah, you don't know about that, do you, Mr. Henry?
You're very mature for your age, sir.
Yeah, that is really sickening.
Oh, let me tell you something. I see these little 15-year-olds out there doing the car wash on the weekend in the bikinis. Don't you think they want the fathers coming in getting their cars washed?
Sir, you're being very stereotypical.
Isn't that true, though?
No, it's not true. I am nothing like that. I am out
My
there
wife,
in decent
Candace,
clothing.
You know something? I've got a wife who isn't much older than you, but she's sure a lot more mature.
How old is your wife?
What, 17, 18, sir?
She's just turned 19.
It's called robbing the cradle.
She's legal, thank you.
Well, it doesn't matter. I'm legal, too. That doesn't mean I'm a child.
How old are you?
I'm 18.
Oh, that's a load of crap.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You in high school?
You're 90 now?
You in high school?
Yes, I am in high school.
Okay, Phil, I'm going to say it.
What are you doing?
I'm going to tell her to...
Sir, I think you have some issues. And I think that your children... Can you shut up? I think your children do not ruin your marriage or your wife. I think you have problems
with you
ruining your own marriage.
What are you angry about?
What am I angry about?
Yeah, what are you angry
about?
I'm a jerk because I don't want
you
and your other little kid friends going, please, 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 please. You know what? I'll look you in the eye, Allison, and I'll tell you, no, I don't want your chocolate bar.
You can say that instead of saying F off. You know how rude that is?
The kid wouldn't quit bothering me.
That makes you so immature by doing that. That is stooping down to a child's level.
What are you doing now?
And you are being very immature by doing that right now, sir.
What school do you go to?
None of your business.
Yeah,
why am I going to put my business out there?
I don't think you go to a school. I think you sell candy bars to live.
Yeah, well, at least I don't date someone that was a previous hooker.
She was not a hooker. She worked in a peep show.
Same thing.
Oh, it
she
is.
Works for money.
And what do you know
money,
about
sir.
What do you know about peep shows?
And we do not need to know about her information.
Yeah,
we
I don't.
Do not...
You know, you don't have to throw out that she worked in a peep show.
No one asked about that, sir. No one asked about your vasectomy. This is about you telling a kid to F off when he was asking you to buy candy. No one asked you about your vasectomy.
Look,
are you leaving kids behind in Minnesota?
For 10 years, I put up with my wife and 3 kids, and one day I told them all to F off. I got in the car.
Because they asked you to go to church.
Yes, they asked me.
They asked you to go to church. That is a nice thing to do.
That's a nice
Daddy,
thing to do.
Daddy, would you like to go to church? That is no reason to say F off.
I told them to go F it.
And you left your family because they asked you to go to church.
Let
there
me tell
is something
you something.
Bothering you, sir.
I came out to California, and I needed some help. And yes, I went into a peep show in San Diego. Let me tell you what, it changed my life. And when you get out of school, I can certainly put your name in there.
Aren't you a smartass?
Well, she started it.
How did I start
Allison,
it?
Allison, thank you for your call.
Bill Henry Show.
Comedy Gold.
Margaret, are you a mother?
I have a son, Jason.
How old is he?
He's 12.
He's 12. So he's around the same age as...
He's an aspiring actor.
As an aspiring actress. And you would allow a film director to molest your son for the purpose of his benefit of entertainment?
It's a good question. It's a very good question.
Consider, think about what your son is perceived as right now, how he is attracted or not attracted to anything, and how innocent he is. And for some gentleman's entertainment purposes, because he's a genius, you would allow his innocence to be taken away? You're a disgrace to every woman and mother who is in the United States.
Excuse me, I didn't say that. I said it's a good question. And I said I would have to think about it. And I said...
What's to think about?
You're justifying this man's behavior for the purpose of our entertainment, for our film industry?
No.
That's a disgrace.
No, what I'm saying is this. Jason J. Delmonico, my son, is an aspiring actor. Now, if a Roman Polanski decided to take his pleasure with Jason, do I have the right to say no when it could mean a film part?
Are you insane? You know, I ought to come down here and slap you across your stupid face.
Child Protective Services needs to get involved in your mothering skills, lady. I'm telling you,
wait a minute. You're judging me as a mother? No, woman. No,
absolutely.
No,
if you
no
would put your son up for sale for our entertainment purposes so that we have a director in the United States as Roman Polanski, big damn deal. I'm sorry. There
well, maybe if, Roman
son,
maybe if Roman
your
Polanski...
Maybe if Roman
Polanski... You know what your problem is?
To protect your son.
Roman Polanski never, ever picked you for a part in a film.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. I wouldn't put myself or my children up for sale so that the entertainment industry would benefit.
Oh, so in other words, everybody in the film business is a piece of garbage, but you, you're special. Well, I'll tell you something. Rosemary's Baby.
About anybody being a piece of garbage.
Chinatown.
Selling your children.
Frantic.
Selling your children to the entertainment of Roman Polanski so that he can be developing films. It's ridiculous.
You know what? You're just
it's
jealous. You're just jealous because the closest you'll ever get to the movies is in line at Blockbuster. Now, if he gets the part, the upcoming sequel to Rosemary's Baby, you bet your sweet ass I'd consider that.
You
are
know,
you
I am grateful that
you
know I live in the United States and that we have a free voice to voice our concerns and our interests.
And that we have
you
laws.
You have really rocked the boat. You are really off the wall.
No, I am not. I am talking about...
You go home and tell Jason to go ahead and go see Roman Polanski over in France then, and you guys live happily ever after in France, okay?
Can I tell you that 13-year-old girls are often wed to older men, and it's with the full consent of society?
Absolutely. I totally agree with that.
That's
consent. 13-year-old children are over there, not over here. It's called molestation.
No, over here, too. In certain parts of the South, it is allowed. And that.
I don't believe that it is.
Well, then you better get your facts straight, because yes, it is.
Margaret, check into pedophile. Look at the word. It's big. It's in the dictionary, though.
It has to do with boys, not girls. Gotcha. I have a college education.
Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy Gold.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry. Drug.